Proclamation number 5933 of 17th of April, 1954. Covenant with God. You make a covenant with me when you ask me for my protection and my support, for strength and grace and light. For you then recognize your own inadequacy and acknowledge me myself as perfect, as a being who can help you and wants to help you. You therefore believe in my omnipotence and love, and you entrust yourselves to me. You want me to take care of you, that my arms embrace you and support you where you yourselves feel too weak. You unite yourselves with me. If you have come so far in earthly life that you establish this bond with me, the ascent, the maturing of your souls and the attainment of the final aim is also guaranteed to you, for you have handed yourselves over to me. You no longer walk alone and ignorant of the right path, but you have entrusted yourselves to the right guide who himself wants you to reach the aim and who can only use no resistance in order to safely guide you upwards. Then I will truly not let you go astray, and even if you are sometimes inclined to stray from the right path, even if you often run the risk of being lured away onto a broad but dangerous path, I will never let you go astray again. I will never allow it again once you have chosen me as your leader and thus granted me the right to take care of you and protect you from my adversaries' attacks, who will indeed still pursue and tempt you but whom I will ward off as soon as you are in danger of succumbing to him. Once you have made a covenant with me, this means that you will hardly be able to detach yourselves from me yourselves because my love keeps you bound. Unless you rebel against me and forcibly tear yourselves away from me, then I will not hold you, for your will is free. But you no longer have to fear this. You who gave yourselves to me of your own free will and in the depths of your heart. You who consciously want to serve me, who therefore can no longer detach yourselves from me because you have a living faith in me. Anyone who has once attained living faith is mine and will remain so. And this person places himself completely into my hands. He is indissolubly bound to me and will also remain so for all eternity. And even the most severe strokes of fate cannot detach his soul from me, even though the body is unable to offer any resistance and seems to be overwhelmed by hostile forces. But the soul is and remains mine, its aim was me, and therefore it will never lose me again. Amen.